Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. DCP leader Rigathi Gachagua has called for the Inspector General of Police's resignation following clashes in Narok. This comes as Nyamira Governor Amos Nyaribo was impeached for a third time by MCAs over alleged misconduct. President Ruto at the AU-EU summit urged a shift to industry over charity in Africa-EU relations, while back home, parliamentarians began debating his 5 trillion Kenyan shillings vision. In positive developments, the EACC has converted recovered Hobley Estate land in Mombasa into an affordable housing site for 720 units. The TSC will recruit over 9,000 teachers, 10,000 new recruits join police training, and a 408 million Kenyan shillings grant was approved for the Mau Summit Road Feasibility Study. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
IEBC campaigns conclude with 181 candidates. The Uhuru Gachagua rift deepens over Narok MCA race. Oburu Oginga faces internal ODM challenges. UDA dished out diplomatic roles to Malava nomination losers.
In business,
the World Bank warns of Kenya's fiscal vulnerabilities as the biggest economic risk, though it raised 2025 growth forecast to 4.9%. Agricultural produce and beef will now access Malaysia duty-free. The Rironi-Mau Summit Road project is split. Safaricom launched a 15 billion Kenyan shillings green bond, Family Bank recorded a 3.5 billion shillings profit, and Paramount Bank met CBK capital thresholds.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the online Kenyan.com.